The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Wednesday, July 19, 2023. President Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermúdez arrived back home after his visit to Portugal and his participation in the CELAC European Union Summit held in Belgium. He was met at the airport by Vice President Salvador Valdés Mesa and the Secretary of Organization of the Central Committee, Dr. Roberto Morales Ojeda. At the third summit, an event that returned after 8 years of absence, voices from the South advocated for profitable links, given the potential of the 60 countries concerned, representing 1 billion inhabitants of the planet. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel and Federal Chancellor of Germany Olaf Scholz confirmed in Brussels, Belgium, the willingness to deepen the political dialogue between both nations. During the meeting held in the context of the Third Community of the Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, European Union Summit, which was in session on the 17th and 18th, both parties confirmed their interest in strengthening and expanding economic trade and cooperation ties in sectors of common interest. This Tuesday, Díaz-Canel thanked those present at the meeting for rejecting the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States against Cuba for more than 60 years, as well as the inclusion of the island on the list of countries allegedly sponsoring terrorism. During the first half of the year, Cuba's domestic trade system received 43 visits from 15 countries with business interests in the different types of investment and marketing. During an analysis of the results of foreign investment in wholesale and retail trade, the deputies of the Services, Attention, Commission of the National Assembly of People's Power learned that of the approved businesses, the mixed company Gran Ferretero S.A. has already started operations. Personal and household hygiene products and host activities are scheduled to begin next September. Dialogue is being maintained with 5 countries in the different modalities of foreign investment, explained Diaz, who also referred to the different problems that affect the management of this type of initiative. Foreign investment is an alternative for economic growth and increasing competitiveness in the sector, but it has not been achieved by this means to alleviate the situation of shortages in the domestic market. The 33rd Pastors for Peace Caravan received on Tuesday the Holguín X, the highest distinction granted for the government in that eastern province, after their arrival in Cuba through the Frank Pais International Airport. Gail Walker, daughter of Reverend Lucius Walker and continuator of the Solidarity Project, expressed her gratitude for the award and stressed that they are traveling to Cuba as an expression of love and support to the people and in rejection of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed on Cuba for more than 60 years. Gail also called on the Cuban people to resist in the midst of a difficult scenario mostly caused by the restrictions of the genocidal policy. She said Cuba has many friends in the world willing to fight for just causes despite imperialist hostility and harassment by the anti-Cuban right. Cuba's economy reportedly closed with a 1.8% growth in 2022. A result below what was expected for that year when a 3.1% recovery was achieved in 2020. On a meeting of the Standing Commissions of the National People's Power Assembly, First Deputy Economy and Planning Minister Leticia Morales stated that the country's gross domestic product ended 2022 with 52.2 billion pesos, after an increase lower than 4% forecast early 2023 and 2% in December. It means that Cuba's GDP does not reach the values recorded in 2019, the year before the COVID-19 pandemic, when a gap of 8% was reported. And in the international agenda, we have that Ecuador and Hungary signed an agreement for access to the Stipendium Hungaricum Scholarship and Work for Holidays programs. The document was signed as part of the activities carried out by the South American delegation, led by President Guillermo Lasso, at the third summit of the European Union and the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, which concluded on Tuesday. The Foreign Ministry of the Andean Nation announced through its Twitter account that in the case of the Stipendium Hungaricum Scholarships, Hungary will grant 75 capacities for studies to Ecuadorians in that country. Meanwhile, under the work for vacation option, reciprocal temporary residence permits will be granted to young people from both countries for tourism with the possibility of working and learning the Hungarian language and culture. Earlier, Lasso also insisted on the elimination of the Schengen visa for citizens of his country during his speech at the CELAC European Union event. Tomorrow, the president will travel to the United States, where he will participate in the 28th edition of the World Law Congress to be held in New York City. Meanwhile, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva acknowledged in the Belgian capital that he feels very optimistic about the possibility of finalizing the agreement between the Southern Common Market, Mercosur, and the European Union this year. He considered it very good to be able to conclude this pact under the command of Spain in the Council of the European Union. 2 days ago, the Brazilian head of state stated he expects a close of 2023 with a balanced arrangement between both blocs. In his opening speech at the economic forum that preceded the CELAC and European Union summit, he assured Brazil is going to fulfill its part on the climate issue. The negotiation for the agreement between the European Union and Mercosur, made up by Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay, and Paraguay, was partially concluded in 2019. This year, however, the Europeans sent an additional letter that provides for sanctions on environmental issues, which the Brazilian head of state came to classify as a threat. He promised the European bloc a new Brazil, fairer and more supportive, and defended that the countries of Latin America and the Caribbean make up a region with many investment and consumption opportunities. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.